Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'm going to read to you a couple verses from that great Psalm, Psalm 119. I'm going to talk to you about the light-giving word. Here we go, Psalm 119, verses 130 and 131, where we read this. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. It's a theme mentioned before in Psalm 119, but in these two verses, the author of the great psalm repeated the theme. He says, "The entrance of your words gives light." The idea is simple. God's word brought light to the psalmist. The word of God makes things clearer, not cloudier. When the word came in, light and clarity also came. The Hebrew word that's translated entrance here can have two meanings, depending on how it's pronounced. With one sound, the word means door, and with another pronunciation, it means revelation. Now, according to one commentator, James Montgomery Boyce, the reason for this double meaning was that for centuries, the Jewish people lived in tents, and when the door to the tent was opened, light came in, and the light revealed everything in the tent. Martin Luther translated this phrase as this, "When your word is revealed." With the word of God, the door has to be opened, then the light of God can come. Sometimes the door to our understanding is blocked by pride, or by prejudice, or maybe by apathy. But when those obstacles are removed and we give proper attention to God and His word, then light enters. That's why the psalmist could write, "It gives understanding to the simple." Now, the idea of the simple here, it doesn't mean someone who's stupid, but really it has in mind just an everyday person, and perhaps someone who doesn't have much life experience. You see, the word of God is so clear and light-giving that even simple people gain understanding from it. It doesn't take great intellect or mental powers to benefit from God's word. Now, it's beautiful to see God's concern for the simple, and His word is for them. You see, this is a blessing for the simple. Hey, God doesn't forget regular everyday people like us. God has not made salvation or growth in godliness primarily a matter of the intellect. It's not only a blessing, it's also a promise for the simple. You see, they can approach God's word with confidence, expecting God to give them understanding when they read it. It's not only a blessing, it's not only a promise, but it's also a responsibility for the simple. You see, they cannot make excuses for their average, or maybe less than average, intellect or mental powers. They are still responsible for seeking God in His word. That's why the psalmist wanted God's truth so much. As it says here in our verses, "I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments." Because the word of God is light-giving and clear enough, even for the simple, the psalmist wanted God's word. In the same way he wanted it as a thirsty animal pants after water. Now, he may have panted because of thirst. He may have panted gasping for air. But either way, panting means desire. Now, finally, the word opened here has a particular idea, describing the eager thirst of an animal. Think of a dog or a horse after a run, and how they go straight for the water. The psalmist was thirsty for God and God's word in the same way. So today, I'd like you to ask yourself a question. Do you get thirsty for God and His word? Let that question be an indicator to you of your spiritual health. And today, recognize that God will show his light in and through his word to even everyday people like us. You can trust him for that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.